Coeur d'Alene Republican State Representative Paul Amador is a new father, and so it makes some sense that he's also the prime sponsor of a bill that would shield mothers from arrest or ticketing when they breastfeed their children in public. Amador first told me about his bill last summer before his wife gave birth, and he recently wrote to tell me his bill will get a hearing Monday in Boise.
Idaho is the only state in the country right now that doesn't provide any legal protections for breastfeeding mothers, whether they're in public or private. 49 states actually give women the right to breastfeed basically anywhere, whether it be in public or private. My legislation doesn't go that far. It basically exempts women from the public indecency statute, so it would apply while they're in public places, and so they can't be harassed, if you will. We've actually enjoyed quite a bit of success in finding co-sponsors for the legislation, so I want to say, as of right now, we have, you know, almost 40 co-sponsors.
Paul, did you get a sense as to how often, you know, the law is enforced for women who are viewed as being indecent?
It's not as if women are being cited or, you know, hauled off to jail for public breastfeeding by any means in Idaho. But it was interesting. I had a conversation with another representative in the legislature and talking about this bill. And he said, well, it's funny because my daughter-in-law is a brand new mother and they have a small infant. And she was visiting Lava Hot Springs State Park, which is located in southern Idaho, and she was breastfeeding her child. And the park staff or officials approached her and indicated that she was not allowed to breastfeed in the public park, which surprised me, you know, when you think of it being a state-owned facility. And, you know, kind of the funny part being that it's also a hot springs where people are also generally standing around in swimsuits. So there's not necessarily a lot of modesty going on as it is, but it's certainly is an issue where, you know, we need to establish some sort of general acceptance from, state government, and our laws need to reflect what our values are towards child rearing and child development. I think, you know, public perception and philosophy is changing on this issue. And to me, it's a matter of, you know, what's best for mothers, what's best for children, what's best for families in Idaho. And if you understand the research on breastfeeding, the American Academy of Pediatrics, you know, fully endorses exclusive breastfeeding until essentially 6 months of age when you introduce some solid foods, but until they're 1 year old. And so there's quite a bit of evidence that this is what is absolutely best for children. And I'm certainly excited and honored to bring this legislation in particular because I'm a new father. And so it's an important issue for me.
Interesting timing, given that your wife is a new mom. What's her experience been like?
Becoming a new mother was an interesting and very new challenge for her. And we would go on a walk in the first, you know, few weeks after our son was born. And we may be in a park and, you know, as happens, babies get hungry quite frequently. And, you know, they start crying and screaming and they want to be fed, and you know, you're in a situation where there really isn't anywhere to be private at that point, and she has to feed our son in a, you know, a park bench or somewhere in public. And as a new mom, you're struggling to figure out how that process works, and the baby is also struggling to figure out how to make that process work. And so, you know, to me, this legislation is for those individuals, you know, where we're kind of taking a stance as a state government to say, this is a natural process. This is something that, you know, is certainly something we want to encourage. We don't want to be viewed as a hindrance to a mother forming that, you know, really unique emotional and physiological bond with their child. I don't think I would have quite appreciated the challenges and the importance of the issue until this year.
So this has long been viewed as a woman's issue. Do you find that in 2018, it's kind of strange that it's a man who is kind of the prime sponsor of this bill?
You know, it was an interesting conversation. I always felt like having a male legislator bring forward the legislation would potentially alleviate, I guess, some of the concerns. And to me, it's not necessarily a woman's issue or a man's issue. I think it's a family issue and a children's issue. What are we doing that's best for developing, you know, our little Idahoans to be big, strong, smart Idahoans later on? And I will, you know, also point out that on the Senate side, both of our sponsors are female legislators. And I've also asked, actually, on my side, is kind of, he's not necessarily the sponsor, but one of our co-sponsors is Representative Matt Erpelding, who is Democratic minority leader in the House. But he also has a brand new infant in his home. So it's kind of unusual in the Idaho legislature for two infants to be currently in the House, but it was unique timing, which we're trying to take advantage of.
Paul Amador is a state representative from Coeur d'Alene. His bill that would shield nursing mothers from state public indecency laws will get its first hearing on Monday. Inland journalist, Spokane Public Radio's weekly public affairs program. If you've missed a segment or you want to hear the program again, the podcast is available at SpokanePublicRadio.org. You can send your comments about the program to InlandJournal@KPBX.org or leave a message on our listener line at 509-232-6904. Thank you for your support of the program and for Spokane Public Radio. Your support makes it all possible. We'll be back next week. I'm Doug Nadvornik.